going to be Revelation chapter 13. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Okay, so I will start right now. I'm hoping not to be long tonight because it's going to cover a lot of material. So forgive me if I am going a little fast tonight. I'm just going to try to give some information to you that you need to know, and more preachers need to teach this in the churches and yes, over the pulpit. People need to know. God put this information in His holy word, and He wants us to know what's going on and what to look out for. A lot of people don't like to preach from Revelations because Revelations contains an almost cinematic profusion of colors and images and intonations, musical instruments and forms. Its sheer magnificence of poetic power. And after translating this from Greek to Latin, even Saint Jerome said that Revelation contains many mysteries as it does words. Revelation, notice with no S. People say Revelations. The book of Revelations. No, it's the book of Revelation. Amen. No S. So it's cinematic, and it's colorful, and it's like a dream, like a colorful dream. It's prophetic. It's definitely prophetic. And St. John wrote it on the Isle of Patmos. The Isle of Patmos. It's written by the Apostle John. And it's off the western coast of, it still is, off the western coast of Asia Minor, where John was banished. Get this, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Doesn't this happen to us all? In some kind of way, people get banished or something happens just because of your testimony of Jesus Christ. As long as you say you're Christian and you love the Lord, you're going to go through something. And John and Paul and the disciples and the apostles all went through something. If you run into somebody that says they're a Christian and their life is hotsy-totsy, sugar-coated, and they're ready to go and nothing ever happened to them, they're a liar. Because if Jesus went through it, we're going to go through it. Amen. He went through it as an example for us. He was victorious, and no matter what happens to you, you too are victorious as well. The authority of the book of Revelation, it is declared to be the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when you look in chapter 1, verse 1 of Revelation, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So the word of God was, as we've said a million times, you've heard preachers say it, the word of God was not written by man through man's mind or his heart. It was written by man through Jesus Christ, through our Father, through Lord God Almighty, revelation through Jesus Christ to John. Amen. So let's look at chapter 13. And I want to hit on this. I just want to let you know I'm still studying. Revelation is so deep. Actually, not as deep as people think it is, but when you study, you'll find out exactly what Revelation is talking about, and you have to get into it. You have to go into the Hebrew and the Greek, and you have to go back into history, and you might get on the internet a little bit or ask some rabbis or pastors or preachers, and yeah, you have to gather up the information. I'm still working on it, but I'm going to talk to you about what I've learned thus far. You know, there's prophecy going on in the world right now. Right now, and we're not waiting for it. It has already begun. And as you heard me say before, we have the rivers running red. There's been red rivers in different countries. God said that He was going to do these things. There's signs and wonders, see? God already told us He was going to do these things, so we should not look at them in awe and go, wow, what happened there? He already told us it was going to happen. There are rivers running red all throughout the world in different countries. There are animals found dead. I just saw today they found like 10,000 squid or something on a shore. There's fish on a shore. It's raining birds, and it was raining blood. And I want to say, I know India was one, had raining blood. And I know, let me think, a different, Mexico. Between the red rain, the blood rain, the red rivers, and there's one in England as well, and the earthquakes, there is so much going on. God told us these things were going to happen. There's a lot going on. The Isaiah prophecies are coming true. Revelation is coming true. God is not a joke. God is not a man that he should lie. When he says something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Okay, chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority as well. Now, one thing I want to tell you, I don't know if anybody else does this, but if you treasure your Bible like something that you put on a shelf, you need to study. I write in my Bible. I make notes in my Bible. God is not going to put you in hell for writing on this Bible, for studying. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. I feel this way. If the Bible gets too full of marks, buy another one. Amen. Give out money to the Christians for printing that Bible. I write my Bible, have many notes in it, the colors, everything else in here. It doesn't mean that I'm the greatest. It just means I've been studying, and it helps my mind to go back when I'm looking for things. But circle a leopard if you do. It says in the beast, verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, circle leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, circle bear, and his mouth as a mouth of a lion, circle lion. And the dragon gave him his power, circle dragon, okay? These are four things you're going to want to know. And notice it says, and the dragon gave him, gave this beast, the dragon gave the beast great authority. So obviously there's going to be a leader, there's going to be someone who's going to be sitting under someone else, okay? As you see in maybe with some of these movies, these shows on TV from years ago when they made this, demonic movies or whatever, they always had like one person over the little boy that showed the little boy how to do things to people. You know, this is what it's going to be like. What was his name? I can't think of the little boy's name. The spooky movies they used to have on TV. I mean, this is one person is going to tell the other person what to do. And when you're looking at verse 1, I'll start out already in verse 1, then I'll go down. And I look upon the sand of the sea. When he says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, he could be talking about buildings, could be talking about time, or maybe he was standing on glass and he could see through the glass. And he said he saw the sea, sand of the sea, could be a sea of people. And he saw the beast rising up out of the sea. I want to say something about that. Have you ever heard in the Bible or seen in the Bible where it speaks of a beast down in the sea, huge, named Leviathan? And a lot of people say it's Satan, it's a dragon, they say it's a Loch Ness monster, they've had Leviathan as everything, and you can't blame them from at least guessing, trying to figure out exactly what Leviathan is. One thing I do want to tell you that I found out recently, and you could check up on it or whatever, but they recently found out that Israel has a submarine, and guess what his name is? Leviathan. So see, when you read things in Revelation, you have to go take your mind further than just what these words look like on the paper. When it's talking about Leviathan, it could be talking about, see, like right now, it's talking about Leviathan, and here Israel has a submarine named Leviathan. So see, years ago, 2,000 years ago, this Bible was probably describing Israel's submarine. When you see Israel's submarine named Leviathan pop up out of the sea, you know it's about to go on, go down. And in verse 2, the leopard, these different animals that you see are different nations, different countries. And as we can see in the news, we hear the news where different countries are rising up, having problems. The bear is either Russia or Persia. Most likely I want to say Russia, the bear. And we see that Russia's rising up, rising their heads up. Russia, no joke. Okay, and the leopard is supposed to be Greece, and it could also be Afghanistan. And if you notice, we're having problems now with Greece. Greece is getting ready; their economy is failing, and even Afghanistan. If the leopard is Greece or Afghanistan, we've seen the troubles we've had in Afghanistan, and we still have people dying in Afghanistan from over here in the United States. We just lost a Navy SEAL. God rest his soul and comfort his family. And then the lion, Babylon. Oh, by the way, you know who Babylon is, right? Amen. Iraq. What is this telling you? See, so far we got Afghanistan, Greece, Persia, Russia, Iraq. These are all the countries that are acting up. And then the dragon. Who else worships dragons all the time? Amen. Okay, China. You know, the countries like that, people who worship dragons, the dragon, they are all rising up right now. Amen. They're all rising up. And this is telling us right here that one leader, let me see, verse 1 talks about 10 horns and 10 crowns. Upon his horns were 10 crowns. That is 10 leaders. We have 10 leaders right now who are stirring up. It's about to go down, folks. So you need to start praying and asking God to show you more revelation, show you more things to speak to your heart, tell you what to do. And he's saying, like I spoke on Sunday, be still. Just watch the power of the Lord. Ask him to cover you with his hedge of protection because it's about to go down. Satanic power is happening all over the place. And then verse 3, it says, and I saw one of the heads, one of his heads, as it were wounded to death. Something is going to happen to one of these countries that is going to, as you see what's happening in Libya, in Libya. We lost our consulate there, and they killed him. And now there's a mean king in Libya who made himself a pharaoh. And he claims to be the pharaoh. He claimed to be the pharaoh, and they're fighting over there now, and burning everything. And the news is there. And see, so they're acting up in Egypt, and there's going to be a country that's going to look like it's on its last legs. They're going to say this country is done. They're done. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Okay, but is going to rise back up again. Verse 3 says, and I saw one of his heads, which is this leadership, okay, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. Okay, look, whatever happens to this country is going to bounce back like nothing happened. Whatever happens, I wouldn't even be surprised to say that there's going to be a leader who was killed that's supposed to come back. They're saying there's going to be a leader that is supposed to come back. And they're going to call that miraculous. And it says, and all the world wondered after the beast. See, the beast caused them to come back from the dead. It was whatever it is was brought, whoever it is was brought back to life. And then verse 4 says, and they worshiped the dragon. And see, they're worshiping the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, okay? And they worshiped the beast, saying, oh, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See, this beast, whatever miracle this beast causes to happen, bringing this person or this country with this leadership back to life, people are going to worship them or this country. They're going to worship them because they did this great miraculous feat, bringing people back or bringing something back from the dead. And, you know, people are quick to worship something. And there was given unto him Revelation chapter 13, I'm in verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. This person or this country, this leadership, okay, notice how I'm saying it. I'm not saying written in stone. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing from studying. It is going to be extreme. Look for the person who is going to be extremely arrogant. And so far in Egypt, you heard me say this before, Mohamed Morsi is the leader of Egypt now, that is self-proclaimed pharaoh, and he's very arrogant. He has been hanging Christians on crosses, killing them, hanging them on crosses in front of his palace so that he may see their naked bodies shining, glistening in the sun. This is no joke, folks. The devil is after Christians. Keep your prayer on. Amen. Whoever this is going to be extremely arrogant. They're going to have an arrogancy about them. And it says, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell therein. He doesn't like good. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like Jesus. He doesn't like the church. He doesn't like God. He could care less about heaven. It sounds to me like old Satan's going to try to get back at God for kicking him out of heaven. He's going to really think that he's going to be able to take over the God that created him, and he's going to be using countries and people to do it. People and countries and leaderships are about to get very arrogant and nasty. Keep your eyes on the news. You'll hear it. And he's just blaspheming against his verse, chapter 13, verse 6 in Revelation. He's just blaspheming. He could care less. He's talking about God like you've heard maybe people sitting around somewhere before, talking about somebody like a dog. He could care less. And it says, verse 7, and it says, it was given unto him, listen to this, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. That's us. That's why you're hearing more and more of Christians hanging on crosses and getting killed and raped and burned. They're burning down churches over in Africa and India. And you ought to hear some, and see some of the emails that I get and hear some of the phone calls I get from those different countries. And it says he's going to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Satan's power is going to make war with the saints. You know what? Not only are they taking Jesus and God out of churches and everything else, and schools and everything else, churches are taking out the cross. I mean, out of governments, I mean, schools and governments. Churches are taking the cross down off of their buildings, and as I've heard a pastor say once before, as not to offend people of other faiths. Okay? So that tells you right there, sometimes it's in-house. Okay, sometimes it's in-house. I need to go on. And it says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are... Okay, here is comfort for you. If you want to, like I said, write in your Bible, circle this or put a heart around it. Draw a heart around it. Revelation 13:8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, comma, notice, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. That is not you. Okay? This is comfort to you. You don't have to worry. There is no... Jesus said, be still. Be still and know that I am God. The fools, pardon my expression, but the fools that are going to worship this arrogant being, should I say, entity, we'll say it that way, are going to be those who... didn't have Jesus on their mind anyway. Their name's not written in the book of life. Those are the ones that thought, well, yeah, it's not the end of time yet. I'm going to party. I'm going to party like it's 1999. This is going to go down. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to drink. I'm going to get high. I'm going to fornicate. I'm going to live any way I want to live. I'm going to just do it. Nike check. Those are the ones that are going to get fooled. Our hearts are going to break for them, but there's nothing we can do because they're hard-headed and they wouldn't listen. Those people are going to be the ones caught sort of with their pants down, and they're going to be the ones that are going to worship this beast. It's not you and I. See, we have sense enough, and we have love, so much love in our hearts that we gave our souls, we gave our lives to Jesus Christ. We realize that Jesus is all that. Amen. There's none like him. Jesus saved us. He loves us, died for us. So you are not going to be, Revelation 13, verse 8, you are not going to be one of the ones worshiping this beast. And verse 9, check it out. God says, if any man has an ear, let him hear. He's telling you, if you have my spirit within you, you'll understand this. Okay? We can't understand anything in this Bible without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Amen. God's the creator. Jesus is the mediator, and the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is the administrator. In verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. That's the nasty people that killed Christians and did everything and thought they were cute and didn't believe in Jesus and blasphemed God and laughed and looked and shook their fist at God. Whatever they did to people, it's going to happen to them. What goes around comes around. And then it says, he that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. See, what goes around comes around. Muhammad Morsi put those people, those Christians, on a cross and hung them in front of his palace. Guess what? He's going to have to pay for that. Here is the patience of the and the faith of the saints. Okay. And then verse 11, he says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. We know that's the beast coming out of the earth, Satan. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed, and he does great wonders. See, great lying wonders. That's what you're going to start seeing, lying wonders. And he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceives them to dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image. See, here we go, make an image unto the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Okay. Now, for something, someone asked me one time after we had a Bible study, and I thought the man was going to ask me a very important question, and he asked me, what did I think about UFOs, okay? And so, you know, and it says there's going to be wonders. First of all, let me tell you, I want to soothe your mind by telling you two things. Number one, they're not aliens. They're demons, okay? We are told, we are being taught about aliens to lullaby us, to keep our minds off of other things. If you are afraid of aliens and you think they're aliens, you're not going to be able to bind them in Jesus' name. They're demons, okay? They're not aliens. They're demons. So, lying wonders. See how they do that? Now, all of a sudden, have you noticed within the last 10 years or so, there, maybe longer, 20 years, maybe even longer than that, there's been movie after movie after movie after news report after movie after news report about aliens, aliens, aliens. That is to get you used to aliens. That is to, so whenever you see that thing, let me tell you something. I meant to bring this up once before on a Bible study, and I've forgotten. I kind of upset myself because I really wanted to bring this up. They found out, okay, scientists, United States, whoever works on this, found out that the people who got abducted, pardon my words today, by aliens, some of them got operated on. There's a couple of them came back down here to Earth, and doctors found little pieces of metal and stuff, odd pieces of metal in their body that we don't have down here on Earth. They found metal that the United States has yet to make, create, or whatever, or find. Now, guess what else they found out? The people who said the blood of Jesus automatically woke up in their beds. Nothing. No scars, no scrapes, no metal, nothing. Now, tell me they're aliens. Aliens, the blood of Jesus, those are demons. All the people, not 99% of them, all the people who believed in Jesus that said the blood of Jesus woke up in their beds like nothing happened. They were no longer on the spaceship. So, okay, don't let man fool you. Let's be smart about this. Don't let man fool you. And then I'm thinking in verse 15, Revelation chapter 13, 15, it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the beast should speak and cause that many would not worship the image of the beast, should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. You know what that is, right? The microchip. Guess what? The microchip is here now, and no, it's just not on animals. Even in a school in Texas, they are putting microchips in children's hands, and the children cannot buy food without the microchip. So I just want to let you know, it already started. Okay, and according to Obama's health care, we're supposed to have it first, they said March of 2013, and now I'm hearing that they brought it back a little bit more, we're taking it out a little bit more, whatever, it's supposed to be 2017 or something now. So there's going to come a time where they're going to expect for you to put that little microchip in between your thumb and your forefinger. Okay? It's here now. And verse 17 says that no man might buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And I'm ready for this. Guess where the microchip was made? The company responsible for the microchip is on 666, I believe it's Park Avenue in New York. 666. And here is wisdom, verse 18. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. What day was man-made? What day was flesh-made, man-made? Sixth day. So, in the times, we are living now in the times of 666. Flesh, flesh, flesh. It has started, my friend. It has started. So, stay and keep in prayer. Now, I told you about, and I was thinking also before I'm going to turn to Daniel, too. I'm going to turn to Daniel, verse 7. Okay, but I want to say one thing. The abomination of desolation is supposed to stand in the holy temple. There's going to be the third building of the Solomon's temple in Israel. And the abomination of desolation is supposed to stand in the middle of Solomon's temple. And this is going to be the thing, the statue, whatever it is, whoever it is, whatever, okay? And as I told you, I'm still studying this. I'm just hitting me up to it, so maybe you can study and find out more. Come back and tell me, okay? I'd appreciate it, honestly. But this thing, person, entity, is supposed to stand in the temple and blaspheme God and tell people what to do. It's just going to manipulate people. And what they're saying, some have said it was the internet. And now I'm hearing by scholars, Christian scholars, that it could be Siri. Have you heard of Sirius or Siri, the satellite radio and all that that's going on? Now everybody's all happy and they're paying their $99.99 a month so they can get satellite radio. They're saying Siri. You see the commercials on TV where people are talking to their phones and they're saying, Siri, where's the next pie place? And Siri says, 13 Pie Avenue. Well, they're thinking that Siri is going to be the self-speaking, I guess, satellite system. They're thinking they're going to place it into a statue in Solomon's temple, and someone is going to make that thing talk to people. Someone that is going to be the high person that's going to tell them what to do. So, could it be a satellite standing in that's going to blaspheme God in the temple? Because if you think about it, what human being would be dumb enough to try to blaspheme God and think they're going to get away with it? Okay, now Daniel 7. I'm back on Daniel 7. Well, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to hit it real quick. I don't like to keep people on long. But if you look, listen. When God shows you something, the Bible testifies of itself. It bounces back and forth. Do you remember years ago Atari? The Atari ping pong game, before all these other games came out and had a little white ball on the screen, and your brother would be sitting on the left and you'd be sitting on the right, and he'd hit the little white ball and it would slowly come over to you, and then you'd hit the white ball and it would slowly go back to him. This is what the Bible does. Watch this. Daniel. Now, we just read Revelation 13, right? Daniel 7. Daniel's vision of the four beasts, nine, and of God's kingdom. And it goes on. Daniel goes on to talk about the Mediterranean, the last battle of Carchemish, which was 605 B.C. And look at verse 4. Let's start with verse 3. And Daniel says, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like, here we go, circle it, lion, and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon its feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And then he says, and verse 5, and I beheld another beast. It was second like to a circlet bear. Here we go with the lion, the bear stuff again, okay? and it raised up itself on one side and had three ribs in the mouth of it and the teeth of it, and they said, arise, devour much flesh. So far we have the lion and the bear, and then there, verse 6 it says, and this I beheld, and lo, another like a what? Serpent, leopard, amen, which had the back of it four wings and the fowl of the beast. And in verse 7 it says, and after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and devoured it and break in pieces and stamped the residue of the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts. It was different, see, than all the other beasts that were before it. And it had, guess what? It had what? 10 horns. And he said, I consider the horns, and behold, see, and it goes on and on and on. He thought, first of all, we heard the lion, the bear. Let me go back in Revelation 13. If you hold it like them, hold it, you can see both of them. We have the lion, the bear, the leopard, and the dragon, beast. Dragon, beast, same thing. And remember I said it was Russia or Persia, Greece, Afghanistan, Babylon, China, Iraq, Rome, even Rome. Rome had historical Caesars. Greece had Alexander the Great, a bear, a Persia, Cyrus, and the lion, Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. And there's many books in the Bible that talk about how Nebuchadnezzar took over Israel. And there it is again. See, they're bouncing off of each other. Daniel and Revelation bounces off of each other. One thing I learned about chapter 7 of Daniel is write down your dreams. Keep a notebook, write down your dreams, write down the messages that you get in your sleep. God can speak to you in your sleep, but be careful. Make sure it is of him, because the enemy tries to use that as well. So see how they bounce off of each other. We're still talking about the Mediterranean. We're talking about Babylon, Iraq. Babylon is Iraq. Babylon is the old name for Iraq. When you see Babylon in the Bible, guess who you're talking about? And Persia is Iran. See? So you got to know these things. Egypt and Lydia and Persia. And this is what's happening. It's happening to us right now. Rome has its various Caesars. See, the different heads. The 10 nations that Daniel in Revelation talks about. The 10 nations and the Antichrist. And see, this is what you have to do. You have to learn what to study. Amen. And if you look at verse 11 in Daniel 7, it says, I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And as concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away. And he talks about his night visions and everything. What I want to tell you, though, is Jesus is coming back real soon. I know you've heard that for years, and I know we've heard it since we were little kids, and you've seen preachers saying it on TV and everything, but he's coming back. The lion, the bear, the leopard, the beasts, the dragons, whatever you want to call it, they are showing off. They are. It's about to go down. They have weapons right now that has liquid in it where one drop can kill thousands of people. Syria is killing its own people. Egypt is killing its own people. Everybody's mad at it. Little teeny-weeny minding their business Israel. Everybody, nobody gets told on in the news. Notice the news says nothing about these other countries, but as soon as Israel takes up for their self, Israel's the bad guy. So I'm telling you guys, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep praying. Don't start praying. Don't let this stuff bother you. Just know that you know that you know that you are one of the people in Revelation 13:8. Remember that. You are one of the people in Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You're not the ones who's not written. I take that back. You're the opposite, actually. You are one of the ones who are written, so you don't have to worry about this. Just ride it out. Watch things. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open and continue to pray, and especially pray for the Christians all around the world. We don't have time to be jealous of one another. We don't have time for competition. I've run into so many people that call themselves Christians, and I can't hold a decent conversation with them to save my soul because they're so busy being competitive that they don't even know where I'm coming from. I can't hold two, three, or four minds with them. You know, we're too busy struggling with one another to understand what's going on around us. Let's not be caught with our eyes closed. Amen. Well, God bless you. I hope I didn't go too fast. I feel like I went really, really fast, but I hope you got something out of this. You know, you can call back if you want to listen to it later. You can call back or get in touch with me, and I thought I had the number on hand here, but you can call back and listen to it later if need be. Oh, here it is. Playback number is 530-881-1399. It's almost like the original number, but it ends with 99, okay? So if you want to call back in about an hour or so, give me time to upload it and everything. But I appreciate you coming here. And please remember, like I said, I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. But I do keep my eyes and my ears open, and I really, really pray to God that Jim's do too, because God's trying to tell you something. God bless you. Reverend Essie signing off, and I hope you have a beautiful week. To God be the glory for the things he has done and is about to do. Amen.